We can park our bikes over there, past those trees. I finally have you all to myself. I've been looking forward to this all week. I still can't believe this is our very first picnic. We've been together for so long already. I know we make each other food from time to time, but to actually come out here on our very first official picnic is something else. I'm just so excited. I hope you like what I made for you. And I can't wait to see what you have in your little bag. Oh, I always like the stuff you make. Well, I think you're a good cook. Here. This is the spot. We can park our bikes here. I'm sure nobody's gonna come along and steal them. I can just imagine some thief riding off on my girly bicycle. Yours looks a lot cooler than mine, though. All right. Here's a chain, just to be safe. Come on. It's time for a picnic. Ah, this is my dream come true. What do you mean I'm easy to please? It's a fine day. I'm with my darling, who also happens to be my best friend. There's a beautiful view out over this lake. We have food and blankets, and after this, we're going to go and see a movie together. Sounds like the perfect day to me. Could you please help me with the blanket? Thank you. Well, the ground feels dry, but just in case. Wouldn't want grass stains. Come sit beside me. I can't even remember the last time I went on a picnic. And this is definitely the first time I've done it with a boyfriend. Maybe because I've never dated anybody else, but that's what makes this so special. Yep, that bike ride made me hungry. Time to fuel up. Shall we begin? How would you like to start? Okay, yeah. We can start with the stuff I made first, and then we can move on to whatever you've got in there. Napkins? And cutlery. What would you like? Chopsticks? I've got forks too. Here. How about some appetizers first? I made you some little finger food items. They're kind of like little breadsticks, but with chutney rolled up inside them. Do you like it? If you like it, I could make more next week. Maybe with different stuffing, and I'll pack it into a snack box for you. Before I forget, those breadsticks might be a teeny bit dry by themselves. I got you some drinks, too. They should all be relatively cold because I put them into this insulated bag. There's milk tea. Fruit soda, mineral water, and fruit juice. Oh, and drinkable yogurt. Is it a lot? We can bike it off later. Which one would you like? Okay. Why am I smiling so much? Because I'm happy. Because you're here. And because we get to eat together. Plus, I think there's just something so romantic about a picnic. And this is a nice, serene spot. Unlike back on campus where the pigeons will swoop in and try to steal your food. This? It's pasta salad. Made with your favorite kind of pasta. I only made a small serving of each food item because I knew that you would be bringing food too. Try some. I do still have some extra snacks in my bag for later, But there's going to be food when we get to the mall. How is it? Did I overcook it a bit? Is it too soft? I'm sorry, baby. I'll do better next time. Aw, you're far too kind. You always say the things I make taste good. Not only that, but you also tend to finish everything I make. Promise to tell me if you don't like something, right? No, I believe you. I just think that sometimes my cooking could do with a little bit of improvement. I still remember the first time I came here. You want to hear it? It was a really fine day like today, and I was out all by myself. I thought I would find a place to sit down so I could sketch some of the scenery. I have a picture at home. Off the lake you see before us. I'll give it to you sometime. I believe that day I was sitting right over there, just by that sign that says not to feed the ducks. I remember thinking how one day when I get a boyfriend, I would bring him here and we would have a picnic together. Because this is such a picturesque and romantic spot. And then, of course, I daydreamed a little. And I think I fell asleep that day, too. Did the events of my daydream come true? I can't quite remember exactly what I daydreamed about that day, but I would say that my wish of wanting to come here on a picnic with a special someone has definitely come true. If you enjoy it too, then we should do this more often, especially during summer days like this where it's not too hot, and there's a slight breeze over the lake. Yes, fancy restaurants are nice, but I would choose this over a fancy restaurant any day. I don't know, I prefer simplicity, I guess. But it doesn't really matter as long as we're spending time together. And as long as I get to make little items for you to eat. I actually enjoy cooking. You finished it already? That was quick. So, what have you got in there? You made a variety of sandwiches? You even put faces on them. What's this one with the toothpick stuck in it? Aw, that's really cute. This one's for me? It's got olives for eyes. I love olives. Did you invent these all by yourself? Okay. These are officially the best and most adorable sandwiches I have ever flippin' seen in my life. And you know how many food pictures I look at on a daily basis. An award. You get a kiss. This is so good. I didn't think it was possible, but you just made today that much better. What is that? A secret, huh? Whatever it is tastes amazing. It's not cranberry sauce, is it? Okay, let me try another one. I love these mini sandwiches. Good Lord, these must have taken you forever to make. Aw, well, I really appreciate it. This reminds me, actually. I ordered some sandwich cutters from this Japanese store online, and I should be receiving them soon. Which shapes? You'll see. You won't be disappointed, I promise. Kidding me? You made brownies too? The perfect dessert. They've even got nuts in them. I think these are the hardest brownies I've ever eaten, but you know what? They taste really darn good. Oh, to say thank you for the food, I made you a little keychain. I braided it in your favorite colors. And I thought I'd add a couple of beads to it to make it look nicer. You can fasten it to your bag, or you can put it with the rest of your keys. Up to you. Hey, after we finished everything, do you want to lie down and watch the clouds for a bit? Okay, sounds wonderful to me.